Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Antifa! Ladies and gentlemen, we're unpacking shields, we are flipping tables, we're pulling out Soros signs, you know what that means. It's Friday night, Antifa Smackdown, and as you can see, Antifa is revved and ready to go on this Friday night. They've got tons of signs, they've got trash can lids, plywood that they're dummying as shields, they've even got their work boots on, and now you can see here they're outside the precinct, they're trying to play Red Rover, it appears with a police vehicle. This is not going to go well for them. The police are being tolerant right now. One of the commies has pajama pants on, and light them up! Light them up, police! And there they go, you can see they've got the automatic paper. Oh, and the whole line goes down, and now they're just confused. They're still haven't let go, but they're all on the ground writhing, and this police officer, oh, he's just having fun at this point. Points out his target, lights him up, 100% accuracy, points out his next target, that's you. Stiff arm to the ground, full mouth, and this commie's calling for mommy now. Oh, he's writhing on the ground like a little bitch. Oh, and he's crying for mommy. No, mommy's not coming to get you. As you can see here in the slow motion replay, incredible accuracy from the officer. Fires about six shots, every single one of them hitting the dirtbag commie. Not a single one hitting his fellow officer. As you can see, the officers have their knees on the faces of the commie scum. And they're going to be roughed up. I think they may need bandages and Novocaine as they're twisted up in pretzels as their little game of Red Rover fails. And their buddy cries like a bitch for mommy. Well, it appears maybe the communists have had enough, and so they want to try to reach a deal here. Let's hear the proposal.
No, back the fuck up. We go back. We shut the fuck up.
All right, it appears no deal has been reached. Nope, none indeed. The police officer said, no, here's our deal. Why don't you get the hell out of here, and we'll give you some bumps and bruises along the way. And just listen to the paintballs fire. Rapid rate right here. I mean, hundreds of rounds being fired. Eat paint, commie, as these police officers aren't going to have any of this. Now you can see the police, I think they may be enjoying this. I think I may have seen one of them smiling as the media is standing by filming this beautiful exchange, laughing in the light as the dirtbag commies scatter like cockroaches. We've got a lady here. She is upset that Antifa is getting beat up in the street. She's clicking off the police officers, now leaning out of her car and slams into the car in front of her. Oh! And now she's frustrated, banging her hands against the steering wheel. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her hero, is now dead. She has not had a very good day, and now she's going to have to pay some damages out to the car in front of her, probably maybe even total her own car. She's slamming onto the steering wheel, screaming, oh, and it just got even worse. The cops are already on the scene. Let's hear what they do.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done at all. You're the one that...
Oh! Taste a little bit of that bear mace right to the face. Oh, look at the form. Look at the form. The lean in with the right hand, keeping the arm straight. All right, President Trump now heading to Marine One to catch the latest Antifa Friday Night Smack. Oh, what a save! What a save by POTUS! Oh, my gosh! It's the save of the day! Queen Melania was about to go down. Her heel was caught in the grass, and 45 with the save of the day! Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, you know that President Trump and Queen Melania like to catch Friday night Antifa Smackdown in Marine One. And Melania Trump almost went down, but 45 had her. Oh, he's a true hero. Unbelievable. As he gets on Marine One, the salute. And oh, total victory as President Trump is about to watch Antifa Friday night Smackdown. We've got a ferry here. We've got an Antifa ferry. He seems to be lost from the crowd, but that's not going to stop him. He still wants to stop traffic. Oh, that's not a match you can win. Oh, then flailing at the car. His Harry Potter wand goes flying. Uh-oh. And this guy's come out of the driver's seat and into the street, and he has a full mount. Oh, one, two, three right hooks. Three right hooks. Now he's a four with the freedom smash to the face. He asks him if he wants more. Left hook for good measure. And good night, Irene. It's Novocaine time. And take your stupid wand with ya. Well, that's going to be the Smackdown of the week. Let's look at the slow motion replay. One, two, three fists to the face. Fourth for good measure. And then a left hook just to let him know where he lies. And at the end of this, you can see, he says, hey, your stupid Harry Potter wand, take that home with you, too. All right,
ladies and gentlemen. It's been another epic Friday night Antifa.
We'll be right back with Robert Barnes.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I grow up, I'll defeat the New World Order Global Government Project and relaunch the Renaissance. We are live. September 27th, 2020. On this Sunday, 36 days after the election, 1:14 from inauguration. You can't cut the suspension tonight. This isn't fantasy. This is a fiction. This is game time for the future of humanity.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We only bet on winners here. And Trump is going to win. The establishment is going to try to contest the election, scuttle the country, and crash the stock market, I predict. And Robert Barnes will give us his take on that coming up next segment. But because real candor is our maxim here, and I don't want to be pushing hopium on people. We've got a problem, and obviously I'm going to end up supporting the nomination because the Democrats are going to try to block it. They would put somebody in probably even worse. At least she's anti-abortion, but she is for forced inoculation. I didn't just believe constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. He's a really smart guy and a friend of mine. I didn't think he was lying, but I got the decision that she did a few months ago. I went and looked it up. I read the decision Friday night. I'd already heard about this weeks ago. And I went and I pulled it all up. And the new Supreme Court nominee supports a... Well, why don't we just have Robert Barnes tell us? And again, the Democrats are already saying kill her. They hate her. Blah, blah, blah. I don't like them. I'm not trying to join them. I'm not saying don't confirm her. I'm just saying, my God, I wish I'd have been on this earlier and we'd have been hammering this harder to get to the president because I know the president means well. And now they've got, well, they're going to have five justices. She's going to join the Democrats in forced inoculation and lockdowns, and which she just ruled on. And I've got the articles right here. So Amy Coney Barrett, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, tell us what we're dealing with here.
Sure. So the authoritarian wing of the Federalist Society and some of those folks really were shocked back in late May when four Supreme Court justices, Justice Gorsuch, Justice Alito, Justice Thomas, and Justice Kavanaugh, all said that basically we're calling the lockdowns unconstitutional. And in particular, they went out of their way to reject a decision called the Jacobson case, which is the forced vaccination case that was being used to justify the mask mandates and the lockdown.
And that's from 1905, right?
That's exactly right. And so their point was that this decision, the Jacobson decision, is no longer governing law and is not the guiding star. So that made some authoritarian types nervous on the pro-lockdown side of the aisle. And so they went out looking for a judge who could replace Ginsburg if she were to pass away before the election. And on the list of the 22 judges that the president was considering, only one had supported the lockdown, and that was Judge Barrett. Judge Barrett not only supported the lockdown, she cited the Jacobson decision as good governing law.
So she was signaling a well-known eugenics case that allowed the health departments, the sterilization, the eugenics. She was signaling, hey, I'll go against the court. She was shaking a tail feather.
Exactly. And what I tell people is, what's the likelihood that the only one of the 22 people on Trump's list that has ever said anything pro-Jacobson or pro-lockdown is the one that's pushed onto Trump? So they, what they told Trump is that she would support him in the election because she was part of the Bush v. Gore team, and that's how they got Trump to go along with it. Trump's not been following the lockdown lawsuits in any detail or the forced vaccination cases.
Brother, I've been busy, too. You're the one that told me about this a week and a half ago, and I was like, I mean, you can't track everything. It's just...
And the Federalist Society has so much control over conservative media and conservative lawyers that none of them are willing to challenge it or contest it. I've taken a lot of heat from a lot of people just for pointing this out about Barrett.
I'm going to say, I'm not a lawyer, but I can usually find stuff in 30 seconds. After you sent me the name of the decision the other night when we talked, I putted around for like an hour trying to find anything about it. I finally found it, but they have really suppressed it.
Completely. And it's not a coincidence that, you know, that people like George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, who hates Trump, has come out for Judge Barrett. That this was a Koch brother coup. So the Koch family put in massive amount of money and effort to make sure Barrett got the pick. And they're already spending more money than the Republican Party is to make sure she gets on the bench. And people who may not know, the Koch family is big on their pro-immigration, actually. They're also big on protecting big tech.
Oh, they've given more money to Democrats than to Republicans. That's a psyop that they're actually Republican operatives. Let's expand on that. They use fake libertarianism to just gut the country.
Absolutely. They are the number one funders of the Federalist Society, the number one funders of Reason Magazine. And so they make sure that the libertarians support a corporatist, statist agenda. That's really been their objective for a long time. They had, for example, they refused to come out against masks. All the institutions funded by the Koch brothers haven't brought any of the lockdown lawsuits. So
that's right. So this is a major coup for the Koch brothers. What about this? Bill Barr, I know, is CIA high level and worked for George Herbert Walker and did some bad things. But since he's got in, overall, he's been better. I know you had questions about him, so did I. I've been impressed overall. Still nothing on the Durham, still a lot of problems. But instead of an F minus, like I was thinking, more like a B minus, which, I mean, I'm happy to get some crumbs here. Give me your view. Could she, now that she has a different master, could she be persuaded by the court? Could we make an issue out of this in confirmation instead of all the leftist talking points to get her to confirm that you know that she doesn't want to run sterilization camps and forced inoculation?
I would hope that Republicans would put her on alert on this issue in the examination process, but I think the internal message has gone out that if anyone questions her, they'll be brutally attacked by the Federalist Society connected people, which are very influential in the legal conservative media.
I understand.
Space.
So let's go back. I'm interrupting here because you're the brain on this, but let's go back to the Jacobson decision because I went and read the damn thing and it made me want to throw up Friday night. Tell folks about it.
Jacobson is one of the worst decisions ever issued. It basically said that the 14th Amendment did not protect your liberties at all. This was back during the early 1900s when the Supreme Court was not enforcing constitutional liberties against the states. That took the Civil Rights Act to start actually enforcing that again. And so what they said was that you could, and in that case, all the person was asking for was an opportunity to have a hearing to show that the vaccine was dangerous and that he didn't need it. And they said he wasn't even entitled to a trial or a hearing on it. They said that if there's a public health, if a quote-unquote public health emergency, that all of the 14th Amendment, all your constitutional rights are suspended. And that's what Judge Barrett just signed off on in Illinois. I mean, Judge, the governor had banned all political gatherings based on your speech. And she said that's just fine because largely because Jacobson, she cited Jacobson to say you have no protected liberty under the 14th Amendment in the case of a public health emergency.
And obviously the UN globally is literally taking over with contact tracing, control apps, forced inoculations, global starvation with this overriding arc. And I looked up the case because I'd heard about it before from Dr. Blaylock. He mentioned it years ago on the show. The Jacobson case, that was funded by the Rockefellers who were taking over Western medicine at the time and thought the best way to control society would be through medicine. That's why when Hitler in the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis used Jacobson in the trial. I remember this. I looked it up last night, actually, that they'd actually used the arguments and that Margaret Sanger supported it, that this is how they set up the health departments, the forced sterilization. I mean, so much evil worldwide has been based on this Jacobson decision, and to have her being a supporter of it, that's pretty frightening.
It's terrifying. And the, and the fact that she was the only one on the list that could be, that was in favor of it, it makes it clear why she was picked. I mean, not by Trump, but why they were forced, Trump to take her under the false pitch that she would protect him in the election without really getting into these issues. Trump has become very isolated. He's not hearing a lot of his populist messages or populist audience, except when he goes on Twitter himself personally. And that's increasingly sporadic over the last month or so, in part due to the nature of his schedule. And so so Jacobson was the foundation for the Buck decision, which was forced sterilizations and the peak of eugenics in America. It was the basis for the Korematsu decision, which was the detention camps in America. So Jacobson is the most dangerous decision ever issued in American constitutional legal history.
It says if the medical corps says it, we can kill your ass. I mean, we can put you in a concentration camp.
Jacobson was cited as the grounds for the forced draft. Jacobson was cited as the grounds that you could kill Americans overseas for as enemy combatants. Any horrendous.
By the way, you're not
decision.
Just saying that. I looked this up. Jacobson is seen as one of the most evil rulings in U.S. history. There's been a lot of evil ones, and this lady just endorsed it in 2020. Man, you talk about shaking that tail feather.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Said a lot of good things, but I'm not going to sit here like a mindless cheerleader when I see what's going on and not talk about it. So a couple weeks ago, Barnes was talking about problems with Amy Coney Barrett, and I went and looked it up, and I saw the nominee he was talking about, who later they said was one of the runner-ups. I looked at the Koch brothers, and I looked at this lady's rulings, and I saw her with her kids she's adopted, and I see her anti-abortion stance. I like all that. But then when it came to forced inoculations and eugenics and this case that's like reviled and was used in the Nuremberg trials by the Nazis, that was her signaling, I'm an authoritarian, something deeper than just the liberals, the Democratic Party. The real threat of that deep multinational corporate control that's in America, that's allowed to sell out of the country to China, the open borders, all of it. So I want to get into some other issues with you in a few minutes here, but I think, what is the point of us even talking about this? Because she'll be lionized now when they come out and demonize her, or the Democrats attack her, when they call her a Christian cult member, and all this. People will rally around her when they try to stop her. And I do want to see her vote to get Trump in, so the Democrats are going to contest the election. What is the point of this? I guess just our integrity to just, wow, this is a really bad move by Trump, and to hopefully have some type of political pressure on her to not become the second coming of Adolf Hitler?
I think it becomes twofold. One is to try to get some Republican senators like Rand Paul to put her on blast on these issues, to back down her commitment on these issues. But I think the bigger message is we need Trump elected now more than ever, because the effect of Barrett being on the bench means that the only thing stopping forced vaccines, the only thing stopping another national lockdown, the only thing stopping these sort of George Soros, Koch family, big money elite agenda, Bill Gates agenda, will be Donald Trump getting reelected. It means it's more important than ever, because now that they have control of the Supreme Court, Trump is the only thing stopping their agenda from becoming reality.
Well, that's my thinking exactly, because I've studied Trump, and I know he's not a perfect person, but he means well. This gets snuck in. I didn't even know until you told me 2 weeks ago. It's all true. I looked it up. His instincts are in the lockdown. His instincts are don't have to take the vaccine. His instincts are this is being exaggerated. This is a scam. And so exactly now, more importantly than ever, to get on down the road to get another better person to replace her. Because as you were saying, if we got a good person, we would have an override on the other side. Now they're going to have an override for what they really want.
Exactly. So, like, now that they have the court locked up, the only protection at all is Trump. Trump's got to win. And that means, and not only that, people cannot bank on the election lawsuits going the right way, because I don't trust her in that side of the equation either. She's backed by people who want Trump to lose. The main lawyer who led the various impeachment efforts, Norm Eisen, is out saying put her on the bench. So that means we can't trust the lawsuits and the courts to go the right way, which means Trump needs to win by 2-3 points. He needs to win by a safe margin.
So Trump got really suckered bad on this. You're right. I mean, Democrats, the real operatives are like, hey, let's have a show. Let's attack her, but let's get her in. Do you think she's so controlled she might vote against Trump?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Here, put it this way. Who comes out and says that they're like Justice Scalia before the nomination? Judge Thomas hid the fact that he was like Scalia. Judge Gorsuch hid the fact that he was like Scalia. The only kind of person who says they're going to be like Scalia before the nomination hearings is someone who's not. And so that's why I think she's very untrustworthy. And the people backing her, you look at what the Kochs are doing. They're spending a lot of money to see Trump beat, while they're spending a lot of money to see Barrett on the bench.
So that's right. It came out a year ago. The Kochs are now fully against Trump.
but they're backing her. Wow, that's the strongest piece of evidence.
Exactly. So that's why we, the public, and the populist in the party, and the populace in the country and the independents have to rally to Trump's defense, because Trump needs to win by a bigger margin than ever. Because if he doesn't, then hold on to your hats.
Is there a silver lining, just like we thought maybe Bill Barr was going to be bad because some of the background? Could Trump have co-opted her to be pro-America? I mean, she's such a follower. Maybe she's going to get on the team. I mean, is there a way to get that done?
My fear is, and it's what I told the people close to Trump, that, you know, this is just like Comey and McCabe and Ray and Sessions and Rosenstein and Mattis and Coates and Tillerson, that they were all bad judgments that people like us were warning Trump about, and Trump didn't heed the warning.
So I agree. So Bill Barr is the exception, not even completely, of all the bad decisions. Okay, one guy didn't turn out to be a total piece of filth.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think, and Barr, what it is he's an institutionalist. But he's like Kissinger. He recognizes the system is going to burn itself down.
Real politics. He realizes that the left's so out of control and that the deep state's so out of control, it needs to be curtailed.
Exactly. The deep state is exposing itself the way it did in the late 60s, early 70s. And he realizes that if he doesn't hem them in, they'll torch themselves. And down deep, he believes in the institution. And when I was up and met him at the Hillsdale College event, it was clear by what he said that he felt he didn't have control over Durham.
And repeat that. What Bill Barr said is diametrically opposed to Amy Coney Barrett. Word for word, he said, this is as bad as slavery. This is the closest thing to slavery we've had since slavery. That's the opposite of her.
Exactly. He said this was the worst civil rights violation in American history since slavery. It was an extraordinary statement. So he's telling people Barrett's a bad choice. He's telling people that he doesn't have control of Durham. He's telling people that the lying prosecutors are ignoring
what
he does.
That's right. He came out earlier and said, these prosecutors claim they'll do their job. They lie to my face. They don't. He's telling people.
Exactly. Correct.
And by the way, I have a BS meter. When he's saying all this is real. I think the guy's genuinely pissed.
Yes. Oh, it was clear. It was very clear. He was even more aggressive in interpersonal communication off the video camera than he was when he was on tape. So it was clear he was extremely frustrated that he can't get anybody to go, that the opposition is stronger and more corrupt than he thought.
Exactly.
And that's the problem he has.
Why is the left and their minions so committed to destroying the country and just evil? They'd have more power if they were for the U.S. And I think that's where Barr is. It's like, why are you going to overthrow all this, you idiots?
It's arrogance. It's sort of like the deep state in the late 60s when they thought they could just start whacking presidents and whacking presidential candidates and whacking civil rights leaders and whacking people all around the world. They got so used to assassinating people overseas, they thought they could start doing it back home. They got so used to spying on movements overseas, they thought they could do it back home.
Why would you want to put an invalid in with a cartoon lady for the Chi-Coms when it hurts America and even their interests? They've just been born and bred to hate America. They think if they can beat America, they somehow get better, even though in real terms they get weaker. It's a spiritual thing, isn't it, Barnes?
Oh, no doubt about it. They're very disconnected to the spiritual heart and spiritual soul of America. They believe in power for its own sake, and they've been so pampered and privileged, they're more like the French royalty of the 1700s than they are our American founders. And you're seeing that.
And that's their real weakness. In a way, it's their strength because they're so dumb and bold. But isn't that their weakness, that they're totally just like, take like Trump's former ambassador to Germany, and he's now the big national security head, saying to the media, you idiots don't get it. Everybody hates you. You're done. You're old. You're gone.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's very much, I mean, the reason why the French Revolution succeeded is because French royalty was so out of touch. The reason why the American Revolution succeeded is because the British imperialists were so out of touch. The reason why many civil rights were, the reason why Trump bulldozed everybody is because the elites are so out of touch. But the downside of that is that they have entrenched power and don't recognize how to even protect themselves in the process of burning America down. They are likely to burn down the village in the name of saving it unless we save it ourselves.
That's right. I mean, even The Hill has the right headline, and so does a bunch of others. It's like the Democrats' new election plan is civil war.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 8% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Into the press of their clown show annex at the White House briefing. And again, this is the Director of National Intelligence. He was the ambassador to Germany. Got a lot of concessions from NATO. And he just, well, I mean, here's what he had to say, because we're reaching that point with the press, even though they're being booed everywhere they go, haven't figured it out yet. Here it is.
the special envoy to these talks between Serbia and Kosovo. But I wanted to ask you about another initiative you led. Last year, you kicked off the Trump administration push to decriminalize homosexuality.
Yeah, I'm going to just talk about Kosovo and Serbia. I don't know if you can find it on a map, but this is atrocious. I have to tell you guys, you might be too young to understand what this issue is about. Maybe the older journalists should step up and say, this is a big deal. This is a big issue. I'm astounded at what happens in Washington, D.C., and especially in this room. I got to tell you, it's substantive. Maybe it's too complicated of an issue for you all.
So they're really jokes. We have a major peace deal he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for. This is a big deal, millions of dead overall. And they're just going to bring up some distractionary BS at every event, at every level of government. They call a press conference on an issue. They won't even ask one real question. It's just, they're a joke. Don't they get, they're out of bullets.
Not the media. The media class is young. It's heavily millennial and now even Zoomer. And they're totally disconnected from ordinary people. They've grown up in upper middle class bubbles. They think Seinfeld is a documentary. So, I mean, they don't understand sort of ordinary, everyday Americans in middle America. And that disassociation and disconnection continues to assist and enable Trump to move forward. And so I think that media gap will be a gap that Trump can still utilize. But increasingly, what the Barrett choice means is that we got to have President Trump in, and it means some of the people that are pretending to be his allies are really his adversaries. It came out today, according to Maria on Fox, that in fact there's going to be no indictments and no report from Durham. So that means that they're further isolating and not helping Trump at key positions that had been.
And that's why it's come out that Mueller team joked about wiping phones and openly said they were total, complete criminal arrogance.
Exactly. In a civil case, they're allowing discovery to move forward to hurt Trump. In the McCabe lawsuit against the FBI, the Stroke lawsuit against the FBI, in the Lisa Page lawsuit against
the
FBI.
And the New York Times with the tax records. I mean, of course, in real estate, he did it where he got losses most of the year. That's how you run real estate, where you go bankrupt.
That is a criminal violation, by the way, for everybody watching. IRS Section 6103 of Title 26 makes it a crime, makes it illegal to leak those tax returns. And here they leak them right on the eve of the election. It had to have come from Congress or someone within the IRS or the New York Attorney General's office or the DA's office, who's also been trying to get these records. So somebody or the Mueller team, somebody leaked these records illegally. It's a crime. There should be investigations. But that's what happens when nobody sees any consequences from the Durham inquiry. And to Barr, his credit, he hinted at this at the Hillsdale meeting that I was at the dinner with him, is that he had no control over the people underneath him, that he's trying.
Well, he said these people literally just work for the deep state, do whatever they want.
Exactly, that there's no longer democratic controls, little d democratic controls.
I think you said it. Trump makes mistakes, he gets educated. I think we educate him and warn him on this lady so that he gets concessions and behind the scenes up front, she gets hit with some real questions by Republicans instead of fawning at her so that we can get her position to not be a total traitor. Because I think she's a follower, Barrett is, and I think overall she has some good ideas, some really bad ideas. I think just her MO, now that I've had a chance to look at her, maybe I'm wrong, is that if there's enough pressure put on her at the hearings and by the culture that she won't be the creature of the Koch brothers and that Trump can cut her out, or is that just no hope?
Oh, no, there's hope of that because she's a memorizer personality. She's not like a Bork-level intellect. She's one of those people that memorized everything in school and was kind of the teacher's pet kind of personality.
But wasn't
so
that's Bork also another kind of authoritarian?
Oh, yes. Bork had a lot of crazy ideas. He was for forced sterilization as a condition of employment. So I was never a Bork fan. But he was extremely intelligent. Whereas, that meant he was harder to move. She's not very intelligent, actually, at all. And so she is someone that can, through pressure, be pushed to change positions. That's the one. And the second component is everybody needs to rally to Trump. And third, Trump needs better political people around him down the election stretch. Like, for example, he should be having advertising about how he has kept us out of war in the Midwest. There's
exactly. No ads about how the biggest peace deals in like 100 years. Nothing about all the real accomplishments. I agree.
Exactly. And they're running like he's running like a Chamber of Commerce Republican or a Romney Republican with these ads. That's not the way to win in Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin,
no,
Iowa.
I agree. He needs to say it's the deep state killed the economy. They're bad. People know the deep state did it. They want to hear Trump say what they already know. Trump needs to say what we already know. He says that, he wins. He says stuff people don't care about, they don't come out and vote.
Exactly. He needs to say, look, the choices are simple. He needs to hammer this in the debates. If you want more war, vote for Joe Biden. If you want more bad, if you want to, like he said at his speech, at his renomination speech, he said, look, if you want, you know, what Joe Biden did is he shipped your jobs overseas and then he shipped your kids to die overseas. He needs to hammer that in the debate on Tuesday. And then he needs to hammer that in the television advertisements after that. And needs to remind him that this election is, if you want more lockdowns, especially given Barrett's going to be on the court, if you want more lockdowns, vote for Joe Biden. The only thing stopping it is Donald Trump. The only thing protecting your job and protecting your safety and protecting your security and keeping us out of bad war is Donald Trump. He is your last line of defense. He is your wall, literally and figuratively, between total disaster and American rehope and reopportunity.
I love watching these videos of some of the peace deals at the White House, how all of the establishment, anybody that's actually powerful doesn't wear a mask. Everyone else does. This is a real class thing. The 3 minutes we've got left, Barnes, the martial law in England, arresting people that come out and protest the lockdowns, the second wave, because they know there's always flu and cold deaths during the winter they're hyping. We need Trump to go on offense against COVID as a fraud. I think that's one of his big failings. Yeah, he's having rallies. Yeah, he makes fun of the mask. But I think he needs to go further and really kill their key issue, the deep state's using to kill the economy.
Exactly. Make the lockdown in the Midwest the issue of the election. Say, look, do you want more lockdowns? Do you want the end of your jobs permanently? You mean make the Midwest make the election about three things. Do you want more lockdowns? Do you want more war? Or do you want more jobs? Or you want them shipped off? Because Joe Biden is horrible on all three. He's a guarantee for more lockdowns.
And he wants your guns, and he wants to open the borders, and he supports pedophiles.
Exactly. You have all of those additional components. But hammer those three issues where Trump is uniquely strong, much stronger than your average Republican, and Biden is uniquely weak, even weaker than Hillary Clinton on those issues.
And I think he's smart to put out the habit, you know, Joe's getting a methamphetamine shot and all the rest of it. Join us Tuesday night if you want to. We're going to just stay live. From 8 a.m. with David Knight right through to midnight. We're going to have 6 to 7, no break. I'm going to be there the whole time. Dionne Lorraine, you, Owen Schroyer, whoever else wants to be here, Savannah Hernandez. We're going to have crew on the ground in Cleveland covering all of it. This debate is going to be spectacular. What do you think is going to happen?
It's critical. I think Biden will come across much better than people think. Trump is right that he's likely going to be drugged up. But I think he'll come across, like in that debate with Bernie one-on-one where everybody thought he'd fall apart, he actually did the best he's ever done. So I think they're going to have him tuned up. They've been having him sort of isolated for a week, just preparing him for the debate. He'll be on robot mode. He'll be on repetition mode. So I think he'll come across better than expected. The key is for Trump to hammer the big issues. Remind people that Joe Biden has voted for every bad war in history. Remind people that Joe Biden has voted for every bad trade deal in history. Remind people that if Joe Biden is elected, you're going to be locked down the moment he gets inaugurated. So hammer,
Kamala
hammer,
Harris,
hammer.
Black people, she has the lowest polls of any candidate in the whole DNC system, not even 2%. Everybody I know that's black literally hates her. She's so fake. She thinks Tupac is still alive.
And they recognize her right away. I mean, they recognize who she is. They recognize where she comes from, that she comes from the Jamaican slaveholding aristocracy, that she's more Indian and Canadian than she is African-American. Her mother was Indian. She grew up in Canada. They know, and she's someone who is a harsh, punitive, vicious, often selective prosecutor. She kept innocent people in jail deliberately, knowing they were innocent.
That's right. Robert Barnes, amazing. Thank you so much. People can follow him on Twitter. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. Final segment with David Icke. Great.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, my friends. I cannot, with words alone, relay to you the incredible urgency of the time we live in. But I'll do the best job I can. It is a Sunday transmission. We are live. Owen Schroyer is hosting now Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m., coming up in about 12 minutes. And it only has 6 minutes of commercials an hour for the stations. We don't have any commercials. We have election countdown weeknights, 7 to 9, also at 6 minutes of breaks. Not the customary 14 or so that radio and TV stations have. And a lot of stations are picking it up because it doesn't have our breaks. It has their breaks, the bottom of the hour and the start of the hour. The bottom and the top, as they say. So Owen Schroyer is coming up here in about 12 minutes. I am your host, Alex Jones. But let me just say this. We're going to have live coverage of the debate, and this is just going to be spectacular. It is 8 to 9, that's 7 to 9, 7 to 9 Central, that's 8 to 10 Eastern. We'll be here covering it. I just don't know how Biden, even though they've obviously got him hopped up on something, he still has tons of gaffes, has tons of problems. This is going to be pretty darn spectacular. But speaking of tyranny, the whole COVID thing is an actuary battle-planned globalist takeover operation. And all of it's run out of the UN, all of it's run out of communist China, and that's why big tech says, hey, medical doctors, you name it, you can't question this. So medical doctors and scientists, some of which are prestigious in London, got arrested off the stage right after David Icke got done speaking, and the police were beating people over the head with billy clubs. So here's some of the headlines. I'm going to get to more of this tomorrow because the contact tracing is beginning all over the U.S. and all over Europe, where at certain leftist grocery stores, bars, universities, places they control, they're making you have an app on your phone to be there. This is the new social credit score. This is going to be the new cashless society. This is martial law. Here's some of the headlines. The state's response to the virus is nothing more than a weapon of mass submission. We do not consent. London rally against COVID-19 lockdowns draws huge crowds of tens of thousands. Martial law in London. Police brutally attack anti-lockdown protesters. Coronavirus police break up anti-lockdown protests in London. But Black Lives Matter and the Muslims can do whatever they want. Citizens covering Islamic takeovers are getting arrested. London. Suspected German doctor Hiko Schlongen was arrested by Met police for speaking about COVID. Still in jail days later. All that is at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Meanwhile, Uber demands refuseniks take mass selfies before they are allowed to use service. It's the global social credit score to buy and sell, submit to the left. Pub Stasi, UK Rent-A-Mom patrol streets to check if bars are open, looking through keyholes. They have a curfew. Remember, it was only 15 days we'll be locked down. I told you it'll never end. Last night I was denied a meal because I didn't have a government phone app on my phone. You may think I'm being overdramatic, but you must now get the point. What else are we soon going to be denied access to unless we are government phone app? Please, 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 please wake up. And there's all the articles where they first proposed it in March, how they were doing it by June, how it's happening at U.S. universities, where they say you're not allowed to leave for the whole semester. Churches are closed, but the topless bars and liquor stores are open. All the big scientific chiefs advising forced vaccines own part of the vaccine companies. The government says that's fine, both the U.S. and the U.K. Arresting people not wearing masks, but not arresting Muslims that carry out attacks. Trump's ignoring it all, which is good. Governor DeSantis is saying it's all a giant fraud. But here's David Icke, who's on with us live tomorrow. Part of his long speech that said, band.video, very, very powerful. They're censoring this, so be sure and share it. Here he is laying out what we're really facing and what we're really dealing with. We're going to end the transmission with this, and then Owen Schroyer takes over on these same streams and the same radio and TV stations at band.video and infowars.com/show. So remember, Paul Revere's, you are what amplifies everything. When you take action, we win. When you don't, we lose. Here's David Icke.
Mr. David Icke! To think that people used to laugh at me in the street once. Speak your truth and the world comes to you. Humanity awakens! We face a big, big challenge, and it will require enormous courage, unquenchable determination and fortitude. But we will not crumble. We will not fail. People, human family across the world, awaken to who you really are. Remember who you really are. And it's not what they have been telling you. And what the human family has done is allow the psychopaths to hijack our imagination of ourselves. And we need to take it back. The psychopaths have kept from us a sparkling, sparkling truth which opens all doors and all gateways. That this world is but a dream, and the dream is the dreamer, and the dreamer is the dream. They are indivisible. What we believe, we perceive, and what we perceive, we experience.
resilience. And it's time to take our minds back from the psychopaths, take our perceptions back from them, and to dream another dream. A dream in which the few controlling the many plays no part. Used to finish his shows like this. The world is like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills. And it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And others have come back to us and they say, hey, don't be afraid ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up, I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry and my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys that try to tell us that and let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride and we can change it anytime we want. No job, no savings of money, just a choice right now between fear and love. And that is all it is, all it has ever been. Fear, the currency of control, says I freeze, I obey, I submit. Love says I am free! And the power of no. No, I will not cooperate with our own enslavement, and there are billions of us and a handful of you. When we wake up to that, the game is over. Who are we? Little me? No, no, no. We are the power in everyone. We are the dance of the moon and the sun. We are the truth that will never hide. We are the turning of the tide. Thank you very much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.